The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is N-G-E-L. I'll give you hell. I'll give you heaven. And the lucky number is 7. Oh, you didn't see that coming. You
I
know
think
I'm cool
running.
Hey,
saw that shit coming like a comet. And we saw it 2 light years away.
Nah, you didn't know what was about to happen.
We did.
I go by That Chick Angel online. Thank you so much for joining me and my sexy co-host. Tell them who you are.
You stupid. I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, this is a podcast we do every single week. I was going to say every single year.
Every single week.
And yeah, we do it every year. And we do it as a married couple, as best friends and frenemies and everything else. And we have us a good time doing it. And we are joined every single week by our immediate family. That immediate family is our Patreon. We talk to them before and after we record. They get exclusive stuff. They get all the special stuff. We call them our media family. That's who we on live with. They in the chat right now, so we seeing their comments and talking to them. You can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month, and get in on all the goodness.
The goodness of the Lord.
We also are usually joined by a sponsor, two or three.
We have Wayfair today. Well, I'm going to tell you more about them. I know most of y'all have heard of them, so I can't wait to see what they want me to tell y'all. And I'll tell y'all later on. You told them where to go, patreon.com/thatchickangel. All right. I love it.
The reason I called her Keisha is because this past weekend, we were, as a lot of y'all know, we was in the Bahamas. And we sitting around, they had this fire pit, chairs around us. So it's at one point in time, it was 12 of us. Then it dwindled down to 10 of us. Some other people had to fly out. So we, 10 of us sitting around this campfire, and it seemed like these older people were swingers. I'm not sure.
No, that was weird.
It was weird. They just kept coming over. And it was like we were attracting them the way that fire was attracting moths.
Mm-hmm.
They just kept just different. And we were looking like, why do these people keep coming up? And y'all know who I'm talking about. They just keep coming over here holding random, and they really loved Angel. So Jesus. Of course, I mean, they was, what I'm talking about, it was like Angel was an interesting museum piece. They were just track set right next to Angel and just talking. So we got the text thread going. And there's one person.
We had a bunch of pineapples, actually. Yeah. One person had a bunch of they had pineapples.
That was she had pineapples on her laptop. this was news to her the same way it was news to us like 2 years ago. She was like, wait, what? They do what? We're like, yeah, in the grocery stores. Like, everybody was like, well, not everybody, two of them were like, what? Because Lauren said it too. Mm. I said, yeah, she said, so I can't buy pineapples. I said, yeah, you can buy all the pineapples you want. Just make sure you put it in the cart and walk around the grocery store first.
You're so stupid.
But no, so they just kept coming. Anyway, one of us, bless her heart, this is her. I ain't even exaggerating. As the people are sitting around, we all have the chat going. We all know what's going on. K kind of like snickering and like, you know, just talking to them when they talk to us. This is her. Girl, you are silly. Get up out of my phone. You crazy sending me this stuff. We like, why are you making it so obvious? And I even put in there, she is awful at this. By name, she said, y'all, I be behind. Y'all could have been talking about me. I said, we was talking about you.
It was a night.
It was a night. I mean, y'all, we were out there till, that wasn't even 11:30. And this started at probably 8, 9.
Yeah, they just kept
coming.
I mean, we were by the fire pit. So everybody, but we were a large group. So we were taking up most of the space at the fire pit. And it wasn't the problem, obviously. It's not our fire pit. So if other people want to sit around the fire pit, sure. It was the, I really want to engage you in conversation.
Yeah. That one couple was perfect because they spoke another language. They came over and sat in the corner.
You talking about the ones that were laid out on the couch that looked like they were about to shoot a whole entire.
I didn't see y'all because
the one on the couch.
Yeah.
No.
It was two that sat on the couch.
I'm talking about the ones that laid on the couch.
Oh yeah.
No, they weren't.
Oh. Because they were less invasive for me because I'm like, y'all ain't talking to us.
Yeah.
You're holding a conversation with yourselves.
They were laid up on each other. It was just a little bit much on the PDA. But speaking of laid up on each other, we filmed a sketch a long time ago. And we showed our Patreon.
Year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we showed our Patreon just a little snip of what we have recorded.
When?
Right after we recorded it.
Ah, see, I don't remember that.
We showed either a picture or just that one clip, like, of you want to work out and be sexy.
So it was the couples that be doing too much.
Put too much sexy on everything. Like the woman's pants are going to be up into her booty.
Her back
grabbing,
is always turned to the camera.
Yeah, he's going to definitely grab her butt every now and again.
And that could be doing something simple. Like he's letting her in the car.
Yeah.
And it's like, why y'all being that sensual?
I specifically wanted to do it with the fitness couples because usually, they have great looking bodies and they are not afraid to like show it off and to be more intimate than what people usually are inside of a gym. So we were like, let's do a satire or spoof of that.
Yeah.
So we recorded it, and if y'all didn't know, I'm allergic to editing half the time. So it just sat in my phone.
I mean, for better part of a year.
So, right? Absolutely. So I found the footage, and I gave it to Bree, my content.
Y'all don't remember? They don't remember.
My content partner. No, Alex does.
Alex does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My content partner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bree.
And
hold up. So I didn't know Angel. I thought Angel was going to edit it. So she kept saying, you know what? We're going to get this edited put up. You know, it's be funny content. I'm like, cool. So then Angel was like, look at this. And she sends it to me.
Because I sent the footage to Bree and said,
I didn't know that yet.
Yeah.
That's part of the story. Like, because I didn't know that you had sent it to Bree.
So I said, hey, Bree, I found the first clip, which was the opening. And the opening is just me and him looking at camera saying, if you want to work out into it sexy, then, you know, watch this video. And then me and him tongue each other down. It's like, I'm talking about real Henri Kiss. That's the only part I watched before giving her all of the clips. I send her the clips. She puts a little Excel sheet for me together, and I see the clip. I see the video is in there. So I watch it. I have the kids in the car, and they can't see my phone, but they can hear the audio.
Y'all, the audio is graphic. Like, you wouldn't even be able to play this on TV.
I'm going to play the audio for them. And so I was like, oh my God, I cannot post this. So I sent it to Marcus. I said, this is hilarious, but there is no way in hell I can post it.
So I watch it and I'm like, this is absolutely hilarious, but this is disgusting. It's like you got, like, here's the level. At the top of the chart, you have like XXX hardcore porn. You have regular porn. you have something right there. Then you have soft porn, and then you have like TV sex. We between this video that shows no nudity is between like is one level above soft porn.
It's so
nasty as hell. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, this is hilarious, but you absolutely can never post this. Matter of fact, ever. Delete it. So then this goes on for a day. The next day, I don't know, it gets brought up again. And she was like, yeah, so when Bree sent it back, I said, wait, no. I said, Bree saw this? She was like, that's who edited it. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had to call Bree.
Did you call her?
Yes, I called her. I said, Bree. I had, because Angel said, text her. This is not text worthy. I said, Bree. She's like, hey, how's it going? I said, first of all, I am so sorry. I had no idea that you saw and edited that video. So she starts laughing. I said, no, you don't understand how uncomfortable this is with me. I said, you should never, ever have to do anything like this. It's like the type of thing, like 15 years from now, I'd be like, you know what? They got a lawsuit.
Right.
They edited her, had to do something. And she was put in a weird position. Like, it's that type of shit. So she was like, no. And then she's telling me, she said, so she was editing and her... One of her other people.
You didn't tell me none of this.
Oh, I thought I told. One of her other people could hear the audio and was like, what are you doing?
I want y'all to hear
She was
me.
Like, no, it's fine. I said, no, it's not fine, Bri. I deeply apologize. You should never, ever have to edit anything like
that. Are we supposed to be going to a golf tournament today?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's why I said I don't know why you signed up for it. It ain't a golf tournament. It's and the post golf shit.
We won't go
shit.
Anyways. I don't want y'all go. To hear this.
Here's some great workouts.
You can't really.
Am I gonna be able to use this music?
Oh, faster, baby. You taste like sugar and sweat.
Protein shake.
It's so big. Oh, it's getting bigger. Higher, baby.
Higher.
You're right there. Right there.
Squeeze. Squeeze it after the set. Set and squeeze.
Yeah. I don't even know how to do that.
Set and squeeze.
There you go. Good shot. Ooh.
52.
Yeah.
53.
So good.
Oh, God, if y'all could see what we're doing.
I mean, and the video, the fact that we are completely covered and it's showing nothing, the video is actually worse than the sound.
Oh, my God. The video is so nasty. It's so nasty.
Why is it not deleted? Bree need to go in her archives and incinerate that shit. Like, burn it and then burn the ashes. Melt it down, burn it again, throw it in the ocean.
It is so nasty. Like, y'all. It is truly, like, it is OnlyFans for someone that, listen, they said it should be, I said, should this be a Patreon video? Marcus said, absolutely no. Not. Yeah, it can't. It can't. It can't be.
Hey, OnlyFans, jack up the price. You can watch it all day.
Yeah. we could make a little change on this type of video. Absolutely. It'll never make it to, it is so nasty. No,
oh my God.
No body parts are shown.
We're gonna have to call Bree collectively.
At one point in time, my legs are gapped open. I'm on the ground.
I'm stretching her.
And he's got my legs wide open. I had to cover my poom poom because when we shot it the first time and it was like you could see like sweat. And I was like, oh, my God, that looks so nasty. It doesn't look any better with my hands. It
said I paid my freaky five for this. Hey.
It's so nasty. Like.
I feel like the audio should have only been for Patreon.
Oh, you're right. I should have just let the...
Oh, my God.
I mean, there is no way. There is no way. Listen, it's the new year. We've been in here. It's almost the end of February. All right. Yeah. Get back into your, you're back into the at-home routine. And, you know, we want you to love and elevate your space with Wayfair. From bedding and mattresses, they've got storage solutions for every room of your house. Wayfair is your one-stop shop. Refresh your living room. Okay, you can put some accent pillows, some mirrors, you know, maybe some faux plants, but you're not going to pay as much. Listen, there are so many ways in which Wayfair can help you achieve a new, like, feeling in your home for the upcoming season. Like I said, they have mattresses, towels, beddings. They have things for the kids' room that can help you refresh and keep them on track. They also have great home decor that works all year round for a good refresh. They have outdoor furniture storage. They have stuff for bathrooms. They also will help you get organized because they have things for that. They also have a lot of kitchen essentials. And if you're the type that has kids that need to study at home, they've got desks, they've got office chairs, they have bookcases, and like I said, accent pillows, mirrors, all the things you would need. It is so convenient. You just order online and that stuff ships right to you. I remember when we were having to get our lives together during the panorama, and also when we bought this house, when it was brand spanking new, Wayfair was where we went to get all of our goods. Listen, we have a very traditional style, but traditional modern. We like things that are tufted, that have like the seeable like brackets, like the seeable nails on it. We have with maybe a little bit of glam. Wayfair has all of that to fit our style. And I absolutely love that. Get organized and refreshed and back on track this year for way less. Head to Wayfair.com right now to shop all things home. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home. All right.
All right.
You and your face. anywho, I was definitely... feeling like we could not post that video.
Oh yeah, nah, that thing.
Woo. Every brand deal I've ever had would have been out.
Yeah, yeah. One margarita is PBS.
Oh, this is like what happens at like 7-8 margaritas. That's what this would have been called.
This uncut BET.
Oh my God, I just can't even. I can't. The sound alone is like, what in the world did y'all think?
Thing is, I didn't even remember half the stuff we did until I saw it. I was like, oh, I remember that. And what's crazy is at the end of each clip, you can see us busting out laughing.
Yeah, we laugh.
Like she couldn't even cut early enough. Oh my God. I feel like we got, that'd be weird too. Like, we feel like we got to take her out to lunch or something. That'd just be weird. I don't even want to make eye contact with her again.
So, when I tell you, we were like, this is not going to work. There's a point in time where he's doing push-ups, and I'm underneath him, and I'm doing bridge-ups. So, bridge-ups is when you're laying on your back, and your knees are bent, so your feet are flat on the floor, and you just thrust up your hips. So our crotches are locked together.
Like we stuck like dogs.
Yes. Yes. There's another time where I have my legs wrapped around his legs, and we're doing pull-ups.
Yeah.
I mean, no, my legs are wrapped around his waist.
The waist.
And we're doing pull-ups. Oh. And one of the nastiest ones is that I'm doing squats and he's just sitting on the weight bench behind me, just smacking my butt. He's like, squat down and squeeze. I was like, I don't even know how to do that. Yeah. And he's just, just smacking and grabbing my butt the entire time.
The camera's to my back, so you can only see.
Yes.
It was awful.
Yes.
Awful. That was your idea.
I know, and it's funny, but it's too nasty. We needed to cut it in half or something.
We should have just did curls or something.
Well, we did do curls.
No, only curls. Like that thing.
But that one was the nastiest stuff that I said. The
nastiest sounding. Yeah, we could change up the sound and just do curls.
When he's doing curls, I'm kissing his bicep every time he curls down. And I'm like, ooh, look at it getting bigger. Mm, he tastes like sugar and sweat.
I said protein shake.
Yes. What?
Oh, I said that's stupid, fool.
This is terrible. I can't even.
It just made me think, because I had to edit my words as they was coming out, because I was going to say, that's when BJ looked at the video of himself.
Oh, listen, I'm so glad this goes into, actually, I was going to make a video about this video as a lesson to content creators. Don't post everything you shoot.
Oh, yeah. Like, you just put the sound in the background. Don't post everything you shoot.
There are things that we have shot and had edited. Yeah. And wisdom have told us this is not going to go in your favor.
Unless you a Kev, where you just been church boy all your life.
Yeah, I'm sure there's even stuff that Kev is like, oh, you know. No, he learned that lesson, shoot.
Oh, girl, so Kev be like, shit, I can't post this.
Oh, Kev learned that lesson. Because sometimes the consequence of posting it ain't worth it.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, y'all, that was one of those things. You know what's crazy is we hit a drought and we was like, oh no, we need to like post. Let's just record this and post and get it up. Excuse me. And ain't no telling what happened between then. It was like we kept putting it off to the point to where I forgot. No. Like I brought it up at one point. I'm like, we recorded some stuff on your phone. Send it to me. I'll edit it. I'm glad I didn't, because I'd have probably posted it.
Oh, my God.
I'd have been through all that trouble. I'm posting it.
See? No.
I wouldn't have posted it.
I'd be like, take it down now.
Look at it. It's doing numbers. That's what you wanted.
Oh, it absolutely would have did numbers. Oh, my gosh. Our poor son. Man. I just thought about my child, the fact that there are people at his school that follow me on Instagram. Yeah. Oh.
Speaking of, switch topics real quick. You seen the whole T.I. 50 Cent thing?
No.
So basically, T.I. mentioned apparently years ago to 50, or they mentioned about doing a versus. Like, yeah, that'd be good for the culture, hype each other's catalog up. We should do that. We should get that going at one point. So I guess T.I. brought it up recently. Now 50's like, man, nah, I ain't doing that. Like, you know, basically saying, nah, I don't know if he was saying he was on my level. I think they set it up to where, or talked about it like, let's kind of go at each other back and forth online and do it, and then end up doing a versus. Like, I'll jump out there and say it first, and then, you know, you can clap back or whatever. So, lo and behold, it's years later, so T.I., you know, he mentioned it, and now 50's like, you know, doing typical troll type stuff. So then T.I. went on somebody's podcast. It was like, explain the whole thing. Like, no, we talked about this already. Like, this is what was supposed to be happening. You know, now he's doing typical fashion, what he's doing. Now I question his character. Like, I would never get on stage with him after something like this. And I never commented on Shade Room. I was even like, you should have questioned 50's character at least 15 years ago. Yeah. Why did it wait till now? But so then 50 responded to that. It was like, keep my name out your mouth. He posted a picture of, what's his name? Her name? Tiny. So Lil King, their son, done clap back at 50, I think sometime today or yesterday. Don't be posting no picture of my mama. Your mama dead.
Oh, no.
He talking about dig her up and see what she look like. Post a picture of her. Like, don't talk about my... And I feel like, 50, that's where you messed up. They got grown kids. You should have left... You should have left the entire family out of it. If you going to clown somebody, clown T.I.
Right.
And that's what I was about to say. Like, when you got grown kids involved... husband already gonna take his wife serious.
Yeah, but a child
is gonna take it to God serious. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he went. I mean, all respect. There wasn't even an R mentioned. Yeah. I mean, he no respect whatsoever. He dug as deep as you possibly could, and I was like,
well, that's what happens. Yeah.
That's what happens. Wow. He said, I tell you to your effect, like he went all the way in. Like, oh, yeah.
I really.
But because you said you, what your son going to think, like, yeah, we do have to be conscious of.
Oh, yeah.
We have children. There's only so much we would do and say.
Yeah. You know what? I think about that. I went to Cardi B's concert, right? Loved it. She did an amazing job. Didn't realize this was her first tour.
I thought she had been on tour 3-4 times.
Had no idea. And really, like, obviously, she's still rough around the edges, but that kind of makes it entertaining on a different level. But, like, production quality, like, she really put on a phenomenal yeah. show.
And Angel's been talking about that a lot. Like, that makes me, I'm like, damn, I got to go to Cardi concert. Because
the fans would have got on your nerves, but you would have really, like, been like, okay.
Nah, I
want
to see a Cardi. I don't know if I want to go to a concert. I want to see a concert. Because you're right. Them fans, I've been like, lock me up.
So what I truly thought was like, was Cardi's kids are all young. Culture is the oldest of them, of her children.
How many
kids
she got?
Huh?
How many kids did
Four.
She? Do she?
She got three by Offset and one by the football player.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
she Offset had that many kids.
Yeah, she.
So they was for real like a family. I thought they was on some celebrity like.
No, they were truly married. She just kept cheating, and so finally she let it go, and she looks great for somebody who has had four kids. Listen, Cardi looks amazing. Anyways, there's a whole section of her show where her butt is fully out. She just has on like a thong. And it's a carousel of stripper poles. It's a great section. Her dancers are great. Cardi can't do the moves that she used to be able to do. But I don't think anybody's expecting that out of her. But like her biggest thing is she going to make sure her butt is shakes in front of the camera. Audience is going to go wild. And they did. Like, because her butt overly inflated. But like moving like water. It's chaotic. Yeah. There was one point in time where she just stood at the edge of the stage and jumped up and down, and her butt cheeks were doing this. It was crazy, right?
Every time I see, I be thinking it's AI when I see like videos of her butt. Like they'll show her walking, and then they'll show a side profile. I'm like, her butt don't look like that.
It does. It looks well like whatever you saw. And so I thought to myself. As a rapper, right? Uh-huh. I was watching it, not just as a fan, but also as a fellow rapper. And I said...
A female rapper? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I said to myself, would I have ever been willing to go this far? Because I feel like only female rappers that I can think of that have had success, that have not had to go this far as in nakedness, are the ones that are, you know, more masculine lesbian women. Mm-hmm. All the rest have been pretty naked from, oh, and not Lauryn Hill, but Lauryn Hill wasn't just a rapper. She was very much so all the other things. But you think of Lil' Kim, even
it hit
a little bit,
an era, I feel. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was about to say a little bit of Foxy Brown. She wasn't as naked as them. Then coming up to the newer age, you got the Nicki Minaj. Yeah. You have the, what's that, light-skinned Lotto, Meg, Sexy Red, even what's that baby girl, Glorilla. Even her, she didn't have her booty out. So I was like.
Because, the ones that are real big, that have the talent. I mean, the ones that aren't nearly as big but have the talent don't seem to blow up like Millie.
And she be naked.
She be naked?
Flo Millie be naked.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Flo Millie got her titties done.
Flo Millie, yeah.
She got her titties
done. She be naked? I ain't know that.
Dolce. We see the bottom of Dolce's booty cheeks all the time.
At the most, you see the bottom of her cheeks. It ain't like what some of these be doing.
I think Dolce would absolutely show her entire ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think she would have a problem with it. I think she would feel liberated, not as a stripper, but just as I'm a bad bee. So I was like.
You say Rod Digger did one video. that was halfway. Yeah. It wasn't even.
So even what's the nigga, what?
Amil.
Chicken, huh? Amil.
Stop.
No. You gonna have to take out the ends that I said. But they said Eve was risque but not naked.
At the time, Eve was.
Thank God I forgot all about Eve.
Other than Lil' Kim, Eve was like, oh, girl, you out here.
Yeah.
And all she was doing is showing cleavage.
She showed her stomach. Yeah, I think we saw her in like a two-piece.
Stomach is, that, when I'm talking about, I'm like, she wasn't walking around in a thong on stage or in a video.
No, I don't think so.
What's she didn't have pasties on a, you know what I'm saying? She just wore like low cut stuff so you could see her tattoos.
Yeah, and high cut stuff because she had the tattoos up her leg, which is crazy because Lil' Kim, Eve was a stripper too.
Mm-hmm.
She was like,
Eve was spitting bars though. God dang.
She's like, I ain't in the strip club right now. So let me put put on a little club.
I went back and I was listening to one Eve album. I found it. No, I was downloading a bunch of music. I was like, oh, I had this. I played like three songs. I said, I forgot Eve was spitting. Mm. I mean, God dang. Anyway.
So yeah. I was just like, I don't think I would have ever, even if I started off young, I would have definitely been like the left eye of rappers, meaning
Missy.
Abs. Yeah, or Missy. I mean, Missy, who also never showed anybody, Missy also comes off in a non-sexual way, meaning... Yeah. We wouldn't know if Missy was gay or straight.
Yeah, like, Missy, also, I mean, she's the artistry of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, she's more of an anomaly than the usual.
Yeah.
You got, even the Brad China at one White? Point in time we saw in a bikini.
Yeah, that shocked me. That lets you know how pretty the Brad was. I'm not saying she's not now, but back in the day. As tomboy as she came off, and she was still pretty as hell in the face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, girl, you so pretty, you can't even get rid of it.
Right. Right. So, watching her concert, I definitely thought, you know, I think for her, because she has 2 girls, 2 boys.
Who?
Cardi B. I think either she has two girls, 2 boys, or 3 girls, 1 boy. I think... Like, maybe because her kids have only, like, she was already this person. So once having kids, it's just like you were birthed.
I was
going to
say, yeah, they were birthed into her already being the superstar. That'd be like if Beyonce already had kids before she started.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Versus I'm on stage pregnant. Right. And I've been doing this for 15 years already.
Correct. It's very much so like. It's probably easier for her to be like, it's cool. You ain't got no reason to be embarrassed by this.
In fact, she was already previously a stripper in today's age of social media and cameras. And it's like,
yeah, she used to do.
It's a different thought process.
She was on Love and Hip Hop because of how funny she was on social media.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
She's hilarious.
She already had this like very infectious, hilarious personality. So it kind of just, she was already a star.
Yeah, I was telling Angel, because she was beefing with, I don't know, some girl that just came out with a couple songs about her. I'm like, one, you're not going to win a rap beef with Cardi because she's so funny.
Right.
Funny's going to win. I don't care how lyrically talented the other person is. Funny going to win because that's what people are going to list here.
To be like. Name 5 Bia songs gun pointed to your head.
Bow, I'm dead.
Is like, well, okay. Well, if this is...
And then champion the stuff that you getting clowned about. Like, I'd rather die on the surgery table than look like you. Like,
and then Childish. Diarrhea Bia.
Yeah.
Breath so stank, you smell it before you see it. That is like, are we 3?
Yeah, exactly.
Are we 3 years old? No, but it's hilarious.
Like, yeah, and then somebody clapped back, and this is like, but was it funny, though? Like, if Drake was being funny, he would have watched Kendrick.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it made me, it definitely, it, I was like, I also was laughing at myself that I was really having these thoughts in my head as I began to
The fact that you said, being a,
yeah, being a female rapper, could I? Because I'm constantly, in the process of writing my one-woman show, I'm being very introspective about a lot of things as I try to formulate what this is. Even watching Cardi on stage as a mother of four, I'm like, she's not moving the way I know she used to be able to move. And I wonder what that's like for her. Yeah. Her youngest child is like 3 months old. Yeah. And she's on stage doing a whole performance half naked for a good portion of the show. So anyways, this weekend, we had the pleasure of going to the Bahamas to celebrate Marcus's best friend, Brandon Johnson Carter, also known as BJ Carter, in retiring from the police force after 21 years of service. And so his wife put together a couple's trip. And if y'all know anything about the Carters, they have flown out here for so many occasions for us.
They flew out for Marcus's birthday last year.
Yes, like, that was, she was like, he's turning 16. Are we coming?
Yeah.
When we had the NAACP Image Award party, are we coming? When Marcus had his 40th birthday party, are we coming? There was one time where their kids had been picked up to take
they were staying with some family in Texas.
And I said, why ain't y'all here?
We coming. They was here. When I tell you, he else when he was up 9 a.m. in the morning making daiquiris in the kitchen. I got woke up by the blender machine downstairs. I was like, what is going on? He down there.
Yeah.
Down eye level looking at it. I said, man, what are you doing? We getting started.
It's so great to be able to celebrate them because there's been parties we've had to miss.
We missed his actual retirement party, which was kind of sad.
It was the weekend we went skiing.
Yeah, weekend we went to skiing. This is like, well, shoot, we'll make up for it. So they're going to come out.
Right. Then we're going to celebrate some more. So, yeah, they are doing this, you know, YOLO, you only live once, flying on. I said they buy their tickets last minute. They buy them the week of, typically. And I'm like, y'all are flying on the back of paper planes. I need you to buy tickets in advance so we can give y'all a better experience. Can we do that? She's like, I don't know why. Just get you there.
I said, so you talking like somebody that's only had chicken nuggets that ain't ever had filet mignon or something. Man, like, ain't nothing wrong with this. It tastes all right. But you ain't had this over here. As soon as you do, you're going to be looking at the planes you on now like, ugh. Look at those people over there.
So, me and Tora got to pull a fantastic prank.
Oh my God, y'all can kiss my ass.
On these two. Now, as another, like, just in case you don't remember, 2 years ago, we surprised Marcus and BJ with the trip to Boulder, Colorado to see Colorado University or University of Colorado. Wherever Coach Prime plays.
Shoot, girl. Colorado University.
Colorado University.
The Buffs.
To see their last home game. We got them seats on the 50-yard line, maybe like four rows back. We got their hotel, even though I did mess up one of the days. We got their hotel, their plane tickets, their rental car.
Shut up, Miranda.
For them to have.
Talking about a little surprise.
You do.
Yeah. Well,
if you are part of our Patreon, you got to see the surprise happen in real time. Marcus wanted. If Marcus was a violent man, he would have socked me out.
Four times on camera. And then replayed it.
Yeah, but
then had it loop.
But he is not.
I'd have made a meme out of it.
And it was so funny. We actually were reminiscing about it this weekend and how Marcus, while he was mad, high key cussing me out, BJ was sad and scared like an orphan child that didn't know where his parents were.
At one point in time, they in the airport, and he goes to sit down, and this is him.
If you're watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see this. He looked so sad. He looks so sad.
Where you going? I ain't going.
He's like, where's your ticket? And she's just laughing her butt off. So, but they end up having a great weekend. So Tora had this phenomenal. So that one was a combination of both of us thinking of it, because she really wanted to thank him for taking such good care of her after her surgery.
Yeah.
And then I personally really have been wanting Marcus to go on a guy's trip. Like, y'all know, I got enough group of friends. I can go on a girl's trip and not repeat any friends 6 times in a year, and all of the trips be bomb because I have that many connections, like really strong connections to people. Marcus has 2 best friends. Those are only people that he really going to want to do something like that with. I
extremely limit my friendships.
Like, I mean, he has some cool dudes out here now. Yeah, I got some people
I'm real cool with, but it's like the type of connections Angel have, I don't have and I don't want.
Right.
Like, so I make an effort not to have those connections.
I'm like, you know, for me, I'm like, go on a guy's trip. We finally were at the place in life where, like, we can afford to take more than one trip, which used to be we go home one time and that's all we can afford for the year. We got into a place where it's just like, you know, we might not be able to go to, like, Africa every other month, but we could take a trip in the U.S. with a friend and hang out. Yeah.
The next one is going to be like, we're going to do it again, but it's going to be like maybe 1 or 2 other people added.
Okay. So Tora was like, this time, this was Tora's idea. She was like, Angel. She was like, we need to prank Marcus and BJ by wearing the same shirt. We got to get them set up in the same shirt. I said, ooh, girl, this is going to be hard because Marcus is very picky about his clothes. So it's going to be.
I dress myself. Every time I wear something nice, Angel, dress him real good. I dress me.
He does dress himself. Now, I have picked out some nice stuff. No, you be getting some dope stuff.
Absolutely. No, I'm not saying that, but usually, yeah.
So I have to be like, ooh, Jesus. I have to really get into his mind of what he would like to wear. Yeah. Okay?
Because of BJ, he's a dress-up doll to Tora. He'll just put on whatever.
BJ is a doll to Tora. Bump dress-up doll.
Yeah.
Wherever Tora wants to take that man, he is going to go with no pushback. Yeah,
BJ is extremely easygoing.
Mm-hmm. And he likes whatever his wife tells him to like and do. He loves her down, okay? So she's like, you know, he'll wear whatever you get, talking about her. And I said, yeah, but I have a whole different challenge. I have Marcus Anthony Tanksley the first. And this man is particular about how he looks. And
I don't give a damn about no trend. About what's in, what's not. If I don't like it, I ain't wearing it.
So.
Speaking of, I got to get rid of these damn things are too skinny.
So I go to Express. Okay, and also on top of that, Tora only dresses like a soccer mom. Mm-hmm. She dresses like she's a dance coach. And she wears all black all the time.
All black.
That is her aesthetic. That's it. She'll get some sweatpants from Victoria's Secret pink. And not the color pink, but the brand pink. And
only then, color on them pants that'll say pink on the back.
Right. Like very plain. And I told her, I was like, no, you ain't going to do my brother that way. He is retiring. He had his life on the line for 21 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to see that ass out, okay? I'm going to need to see them titties tittying.
Yeah, he done put his life on the line. For 21 years, you can be a slut for a day.
Right. I'm like, that's, you know. And I said, we're about to go on Fashion Nova. So I'm teasing her this entire time, sending her pictures from Fashion Nova. These are things that like.
Oh. The stankest. They look like what their video sound like.
Yes, exactly. It looked exactly like the way our video sounded. And I'm showing her stuff on TikTok. She's like, it outside? You wear this outside? I'm like, mm-hmm. Well, I was going to go to Fashion Nova in the mall. Now, this is we are now at the end of, this the day we're flying out. And I don't have nothing for Marcus or BJ because we done forgot. And I don't have nothing for Tora. So I have this one outfit that I need to return to Express. And I was like, okay, this is the time because I don't really have any other time. I still have to shoot. Here's the thing. Kevin moved the time up last minute. So I was like, it's eating up into my time. So I find her a dress, a white dress that is strapless and it just has like a little bit of the midsection out and is a little bit on the shorter side. Now, I would have gone more raunchy, but I was just like, I think She can wear this. It does not look like a tour outfit, but she'll look cute in it. And then I'm spending 25 minutes in the store trying to find two shirts that are exactly alike, that are in the same, the sizes that y'all wear, even though he should wear a large, but she told me to get him an extra large. That man don't realize he's a large.
He's a large now.
Yeah.
BJ was a 2X.
I am hunting, because also it's got to be a shirt that he will wear on the trip.
Yeah, here's the thing. I already picked out my outfits. My stuff's packed. And the whole time, Angel's like, she sees one of the shirts that I'm wearing. It's a Soda and Scott shirt. And she's like, did I get you that shirt? I'm like, nah, I got this shirt. She's like, you sure? I'm like, I'm positive. So I'll show another brand. She brings this shirt up like 2-3 times. Angel ain't never that concerned about what I be packing. But no. She was like, you sure? I said, I'm positive you ain't get this shirt for me. She was like, oh, okay, I'm pretty sure I got you a shirt similar. Maybe it was blue.
No, but I also say you didn't hear me. I say, I got you a shirt like this.
Oh, I thought you said you thought, oh, okay.
I was like,
I don't remember that shirt.
Now, mind you,
I'm thinking she's talking about like last year or something.
Mind you, Kennedy has already packed the shirt, because when I get home, I'm like, Kennedy, I need you to hide these two shirts in my suitcase.
Yeah.
And so she rolls it into the denim outfit that I brought. Uh-huh. I was like, thank you. Go ahead.
So I ain't think nothing of it. I put my outfit. I'm like, oh, this is the outfit's fire. So lo and behold, that day I'm getting dressed. And I'm pulling out my shirt, and I notice this other shirt there. I was like, what is this? She was like, oh, that's the shirt I got you. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. I honestly don't even really like the shirt. I didn't. I said, first of all, this other shirt I plan on wearing is fire as hell. She's like, but you know, this shirt, you know, it, the way it fits, and it's going to hug your traps. It's going to lay on your body. I like that. I was like, but this shirt going to do the same thing. I was like, we having a good time. This ain't even a big deal. I was like, all right, so I grabbed the shirt.
Wait a minute, you don't realize, though, when this was supposed to happen that night, but then we didn't leave the fire pit.
Oh, we were supposed to go up and change.
So I was like, so what are we doing tomorrow? And Tori was like, we'll do brunch. I said, so we're dressing up for brunch? She was like, yes.
Y'all dirty. Help us, because I heard this whole conversation. I'm like, yeah, because I got another outfit. I ain't even worn yet.
At first, she was like, I'm just going to wear what I'm wearing to the airport. And I was like, but we're dressing up for, because I knew that's what you were going
to
do. Yeah,
because I thought that night I only took two out like nice outfits to wear. So I'm like, the fact that we sat at the fire pit and didn't change, I'm like, well, that was my outfit. That means right. I didn't wear one. I'm just going to wear what I'm wearing to the airport. Why change in the morning?
Yeah.
But now we're going to dress up. The wives want to dress up. Let's dress up.
Okay.
So then anyway, I go put this shirt on. I look in the mirror. I'm like, this shirt is so bland compared to the one I was going to wear. I said, but ain't no point in pushing back.
Right.
Because I was about to be like, I'm not wearing that, Angel. You just going to have to be mad. I'm wearing this shirt. But I was like, what's the point, Marcus?
Thank you.
We just, like Ryan Davis said, we just want peace. That's all we want. We won't be happy. We just want peace.
Listen, exactly.
I said, let me go on and accept my peace, put on this bland ass oatmeal color shirt.
I agree. There was this one light blue one, but I was like, it's going to be so difficult to make sure he has bottoms that go with this light blue shirt. And it was fire.
Oh, that's why I just wore some white Air Max 90s the whole time.
It was nothing but God that you had packed shorts that go with a off-white or tan color top. Because I was like, if I go with a color, I have to put together the whole outfit.
And yeah, shorts will go with anything, though.
And I have to convince him that he should wear what I say.
So anyway, so we dressed. I'm like, about this outfit, but whatever. She's happy. I'm at peace. I ain't say happy. Anyway, we go downstairs. So we at brunch. They still setting up the tables. So I'm over at the omelet thing waiting on the dude to bring my mushrooms out, because I want mushrooms on my omelet. And I turn around and I see Tora, and like the fact that it didn't register yet that I've never seen Tora in like that type of color. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, Tora looks nice. I said, oh, they matching. And I look, because they were almost blending in with the background, because mm-hmm. the inside of the place was tan. And BJ had on his cowboy hat the whole time. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, they dressed up. And I look again, I'm like, that shirt. First I looked, I was like, oh yeah, we got on the same shirt similar. Then I looked, I said, no, I'm thinking, no, mine got more ruffles in it. And I'm like, look again, and then I look down at the shirt. Like, mother. So then immediately I start looking around at all the other husbands. I'm like, did they us all. Oh, okay, nah, it's just me.
Listen.
And then BJ still didn't notice it. He just like, yeah, hey, I'm like,
BJ just,
I'm like, are you serious?
Lucky.
He's like, hey, I'm like, no, boy, look.
BJ don't care.
He said, oh, they done got us. He still smiled. I said, no, I'm annoyed because I had a different shirt on, BJ.
It was so good.
Yeah, I said, did y'all happen to see? Because I was like, hold on.
Did you? Oh, yeah. I have that recorded. I have you looking down like a child, like, what my shirt say? What his shirt say?
I was so annoyed.
It's so good. It was so good.
Because the thing is ever since they have been talking, they've been married for, well, we I was going to say.
A year after us.
A year after us. So
they'll be 18 years.
They'll be 18 years. Ever since they started dating and talking, Tora has been talking about calling me and BJ a couple.
Oh, we call them boyfriends.
Oh, y'all so cute. Y'all look at that. You call your boyfriend. Oh, y'all going to dress alike. So we never have to make an effort not to dress alike because we have two completely different styles.
Oh, yeah. Very different styles. So they don't dress nothing alike.
So it'd be really annoying us when they say it, boo. But
no, it's just they so happy when they're around each other. You said you're so cute.
Shut up.
It's a precious thing to see. But yeah, I didn't think we were going to be able to pull it off. I was just like, oh, Tora, I don't know. And we kept it to just y'all two because even though there were four other husbands.
No, you would have pulled in Jeremy. Keisha would have slipped up now that I see how she operates.
Yeah, see, we were just like, uh-uh. And then also, Express only go up to certain sizes, okay? And a couple of them do.
I think Lauren could have pulled it off of Nate, maybe.
Yeah, Nate was the only other person that could have fit a shirt at Express. All the other
I'm saying like pulled off the idea of.
Oh, yeah, that's what she said. She said, I wish you would have told me because I would have did it too. But it was literally, I was like, girl, I bought that before we headed to the airport, okay? Y'all were already in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I know. They was already drunk.
By the time. But it was, when I tell you.
Yeah, they be hating. No, we hating their asses off.
That is us celebrating you all and being comfortable with you all's relationship.
Kiss my ass.
That is true. We support
She's
them.
She's such an asshole.
We do. We sent y'all on a whole trip, couples trip together.
All right.
Y'all ain't never sent me a tour on no trip.
Ain't going to. Your punk ass going enough trips. Keep your ass home and cook.
Yeah. It's so funny. That's what they said, that if BJ would have did that to Tora, she wouldn't have gotten on that plane.
No, she would never get on the plane. Well, let me tell you, hold on, just real quick, because I know we don't run long. Let me tell you how similar Tora and her sister are. So Tora, one, she's only going to wear certain colors. Like Angel has been peer pressuring her for probably 6 months to dress different, just to get her in this one dress. So she strictly only eats certain foods. She'll get a dress. Anytime there's a sauce.
Neurodivergent.
No, Angel's been calling her neurodivergent.
She is.
Anytime there's a salad or any type of food that has a sauce, like a pasta, a salad, whatever, she never pours the sauce on the food. She has to dip her fork and then take her fork and spread it around the next bite that she's about to take. She cannot take it if it's all together. Mm-hmm. On top of only eating stuff like pasta, chicken tenders, macaroni and cheese, stuff like that. She won't eat like no seafood or nothing. Anyway, that's Tora. Her sister, Keisha. So Jeremy was telling me her sister's the same person. So he was like, she's stubborn. He would never be able to surprise her with a trip or to surprise her with anything because she wants to know everything that's going on and won't budge until she knows everything that's going on. He said, so he was telling me this at the end of the table. He said, I'm trying to surprise her with a proposal when we got married. But ask her how it ended because she's so damn stubborn and don't want to just play along. He said, I was stressed out the entire day because nothing went as planned. I think maybe in 2 days he was trying to surprise her. He said, ask her how it ended. And she was like, no, I don't want to say. He said, the parking lot of Chili's. That's what she got proposed. He said, I had all these different things planned out and nothing worked. Parking lot of Chili's with her ass. You hear it? Take his damn ring.
Because she cut his plans and said, no, if we going to go see this person, if we don't see him this week, we ain't seeing him.
Yeah, got to be this weekend. Can't go there. I'm like, I've been like, yeah. Frustrating.
So anywho, It was a great trip. I'm so glad we're not traveling again anytime soon.
You wanted to semi-travel next weekend. I'm not doing that.
Semi-travel.
So we did the ski trip, 14 hours of driving total.
We just jumped to next weekend. What are you talking about?
This week, flew out to the Bahamas. Next week, Angel's talking about, let's do a Black History Month scavenger hunt.
Oh, that's not.
Around the city. That's driving around the goddamn city.
Oh, it's.
She said this in the Bahamas. I said, I'm not doing, I said, how about we just sit at the house and don't do nothing for a Saturday?
The scavenger hunt is, let me tell you why the scavenger hunt is fun. You learn about all the Black businesses in the Valley. That's literally what it is.
Send me a pamphlet.
It's so fun. I'll see if somebody else, but you know where we are going to a track meet. We've got.
Exactly.
Forgot about that, but after that's over.
Where's that at?
Look at your email.
And the track meet going to be from morning tonight, so how are we going to do it?
It's not
going to
be no morning tonight.
You'll see.
You know I know how track meets go.
You don't
go.
Know anything.
Yes, I do. The track meets, and hopefully Marcus's category will be over with by like 12. Yeah, let's go like, get his license.
Tell him. I done took him. You have to.
We're going to take him over there to practice.
He needs to practice somewhere closer. Like, if you can't pass it here, then you don't need me driving.
No, I don't want him to
driving all the way out there just to, so he can try to pass his damn test.
It's just, it's one is quicker to schedule, too.
What about the one that's a little closer?
It's not quicker to schedule. What are you talking about?
I ain't talking about the one down the street. I'm saying that not the one that's down the street, not the one that's all the way out there, but the one that's just a little closer.
The one that he failed at the first time?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
That's
one.
What I was asking. If you listen to me. Anyway. Yeah, Angel need to set her ass down somewhere. Y'all stop championing this shit.
It's a fun, and you win money. And I'm here to win. Speaking of winning, my son just won an election.
Huh? We'll drive one of the old
schools. Sure. I would be all about it. Oh, does that make you feel happy now?
Maybe. I don't know. What's the temperature going to be like?
You know the Amar would love it.
Oh, all of them going? We can't fit all of them in there. Not legally.
No, not all of them. You know, Marcus don't want to go.
We still can't. It's only 4 seat belts.
Then Kai ain't got to go. Besai ain't got to go. One of them can stay home.
What's it called? Temperature.
Ain't one of them got seating all the way across?
They all got seating all the way across.
No, I'm talking about in the front seat.
The Lincoln, you can probably fit 18 people in there. There's only 4 seat belts.
You guys, thanks so much for watching. Come back next week. Again, thank you to our sponsor. Check them out. If you're not a part of our Patreon, you're missing out. That's you all are. I can say. You're
point blank,
out.
Period.
Follow me at That Chick Angel. Follow him and Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Tank Don't Talk, and Marcus Ain't on the Book. And go to Manshit, MANSHYT.com for your beard and body butter.
Body butter.
Shop Mama Likes to get your self care, your matching bonnet and robe set, and some affirmations to make you feel good. And until next time, we love y'all. God keep you. Bye.
Y'all have a good one, fam.